Okay, Sibi Shinlam and Aleph, Isilchus Trumas and Maestris. Halachis, which were out of the realm of Halacha L'Maisa for most of Klal Yisrael for the last 2,000 years until our century, where Klal Yisrael has returned to great numbers and Halacha comes back.
Rebbe, I'm for this.
You're for it. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The degree to which this was ignored can be observed by the fact that there are 146 sifim in this siman, which is the reason I was reluctant. And the whole 146 sifim, there are times goes until ice. Till ice lamed bays. The shach goes to Kuf Samavah, which still for the shach very little. It's mostly the Chabar Ramah. Now, what I'd like to do, I figured I'll start it before the summer. We'll see. To go through 146 sifim is difficult, but to try to go through the Meida Kudis and the parts that are Nogea Bizman Hazeh. I mean, it always troubled me. I've been in Eretz Yisrael many times, and no one has ever given me my Sirishin. I'm a Levi. I mention it all the time. Somebody must know I'm a Levi. And no one ever gave me my submission. The claim you get nothing. It's true with Tameya. All you can do is have a no when you burn it. But me, my submission is Nechala. You can eat up his man as that. All right. So somebody else is better.
As very said a long time ago, the Hanum forged themselves. Levium?
Yeah, who would fake the Levium?
Who would fake to be a Levi?
So at any rate, I'd like to start with the Hagdama. And begin the siman and try to go through the main nekudas that are negeya ledina in these halachas.
And we'll get to practical applications in chutzlar.
We're going to try to get to across the board. We'll try to get to halacha l'maisa. I mean, there might be some of us who might move to Eretz Yisrael or at least visit Eretz Yisrael. We'll have to go to halachas in Eretz Yisrael too. Now, first of all, you have to know that Truma min HaTorah, Rashi says many places, a Chumash, many places in Shas, is only on Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Resh is the Gantcha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. The Shita of Rashi and Rav Yishayim is that Truma Dereisa, Truma Samaisis Dereisa, is only on Tvua, wine and oil. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. And that's it. The Rambam Shita is that Trubas Ilonais and certain types of kidneys are Dereisa. The Rambam says, why trees more than Yerokais or other things? He says, because most people don't like eating Yerokais. Peris they like, and the things that are Nechol to most people, like wheat and grapes and olives and fruits, are Dereisa. Yerokas that are not Necholim L'chol Adam are only a Derabbanan. But L'maisa we know that only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar is Dereisa. Now we're going to learn in Siv Beis that Bizman Hazeh everything is a Derabbanan, and we're going to see, we'll see why, and we'll see how it works. Now,
so
what I'd like,
take clements or anything off the trees.
So
this is the
abundance of what we don't buy clements. Off the tree. So let me give you another hagdama. If you're walking in Eretz Yisrael, you take an apple off the tree and eat it. If there's no shalom gzeila, then you could, you're allowed to do it. You don't have to separate trumas and maisus. You're walking in a field and you pick grapes off a tree. You eat it, grapes. It's not. The reason is the following. There are two terms that you have to know. One is oinas ha-maisris, with an ayin, oinas, the time of maisris, which every fruit has its own simin, that it's nigmar bishulai, that it's ready to go, it's ready to be served, ready to be picked. That's called oinas ha-maisris. If the oinas ha-maisris, it's only chayv et shuma maisr for achilas kvar, not for achilas arai. You're still allowed to eat it achilas arai. You've all heard of the term miruach. Miruach is unique to wheat. What you do by wheat is you do all the malachis of Shabbos, Kaitzer and Dosh and Zairam, Bairer, and then when the kernels are all separated, they do a mirach, they make a pile, because wheat is not sold fresh. Fresh wheat can't be made into flour, it has to be dried. So it's put into meruach, it's put into a heap, and it's left there. From the time of meruach, it becomes nikva for Trumas u'Maisrus, even for Achilas Arai. Meruach is mechayiv even for Achilas Arai, no matter what. Now, you've learned about people taking it into the window to be potter. So what does that have to do with anything? Either there's a meruach or there's no meruach. What is that? So there are other things that are mechayiv. This already gets complicated. It's very nice. Miruach, it's shine, you know, Gemara Malach, it's shine. There are other things. Years ago, when I learned Mishnayis Zeroyim, I learned in the Tiferes Yisrael a simin for the seven things that are Kaveya. And since then, I always try to say it over. You're listening, you're not listening, but I remember it because I always say it over. The simin is the name Kisimchas Eim. Kisimchas Eim. Seven things that are Mechayim even for Achilas Arai. Besides Miruach. Kiss, I said I remember it, let's see. A chaf is kavush, if you pickle it, if you kavish it in any type of way. Shin is Shabbos, Shabbos and Yantif, the Gemara says a beya. Achilas Shabbos, if you put it away for Shabbos meal, that's always Achilas Kva. There's no such thing as Achilas Ara, even for a Shabbos snack, is kaveya. Mem, one mem is molach, if you salt it. Aleph is or eish, if you cook it. Ches is chotzer, if you take it into your place, that's what it says, derech ha-pesach is mechayim. If you take it into, miruach is out in the field, and it doesn't mean the field, the barn, wherever the farm area is, once you silo, when you take it to your house, chotzer is mechayim. Tough is true. Yes. Start again. Kisim chaseim. So tough is truma. If you separate truma, it's already chayiv a maisus also. If you pick it off a tree, you want to be firm. You separate truma, so you mess yourself up because then it becomes mechuyev already in all the maisus. If you separate truma, separate maisus also. Truma is a mechayiv. It's kaveh for everything. And aleph is eish, which I already said. Eish or is cooking it. What? All without meruach. These are things outside of meruach. And the last mem is mecher, selling it, so cooking it. Yeah, if you cook, if you take fruits, vegetables, wine, I don't know, oil, use it to cook. That's kaveya.
I mean, you can't have a derech arayim with cooking.
Apparently. And the last mem is mecher, selling it. That they already sung used to the Gemara, if it means that you actually sell it, or the Gemara talks about when he puts it out to show, to sell, and if that's kaveya. But mecher, some sort of level of mecher, is mechayiv. Kisim chaseim, these things are mechayiv, even achilas arai.
It's
a miruach. Yeah, this is pre-miruach. If the Gialai to Samaisris, it had to reach Aida Samaisris, it has to be a fully developed or a suitably developed fruit. Alright, so these are, I guess, the basic ideas of the background, the Aleph Beis of Trumas u'Maisrus, which we would know on our fingertips, it was the Geatos on a daily basis. Now, Bisman HaZeh, let's jump to what we do Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, so Truma is easy, because Chita Achas Biteres is Kol HaKri. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a Mashgiach. Fruits and vegetables have to have Hashgacha. You have to know that Truma and Maisus are separated. So they separate, no matter how much there is, they separate Chita Achas, the smallest amount, Biteres Kol HaKri, Paters, even though the Rabbanan said a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th, that's only when it's Nechal. Only when it's eaten, but when it goes leave, but anyway, so you separate chita achas and you hold it at shirkavu, pashtus at shirkavu. We'll get to it later. It's if you test what you're doing. So truma is easy.
Why is it that the
chidak process doesn't mean? There's a cost. The now ma'isa sheni is also easy, because ma'isa sheni is nifta. The Gemara says right in the first amid of ketzim avarchim in peredaf amid hay, it says that you could be paid a filameyamana pruta achas. Could be paid even $1 million worth of ma'isa sheni on a single pruta. Has to be a pruta, but you could be paid even meyamana on a pruta. And that's what you do in Eretz Yisrael. They play down a pruta, and the pruta is halach
liyibud.
You have to be mafrish. You can be mafrish b'peh. You have to physically be mafrish. You have to physically separate. You say mitzatzof in his ma'aser sheni, and then you, it's nifted. The nusach is, you say it all in one shot. You say yechab eser mitzatzof in his ma'aser sheni, and it should be nifted on the pruta sheshli b'bayis, and you play it on a pruta, and you can even read. Take 10 prutas and be paid the 10 prutas on one pruta, so it's not a very expensive proposition.
10
ma'aser sheni. 10 ma'aser sheni prutas, yeah. We'll talk about Yitzhashem, what type of pruta you need, pruta chamura, we'll get to that in Yitzhashem. Then there's ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani. Now these are problems. Ma'aser rishon is 10% of everything you have. And you understand that the Friar Yidden, you're going to tell them they have to give 10% to the Levium, unless they happen to be Levium, are probably not going to be willing to go along with it.
You
can't be paid because it says Lesuchal Seisai. It says that you have to take it to Yerushalayim, so you're going to have a problem. But by Ma'aser Rishon, you have to take Yerushalayim. Right. So it's not nifta. There's no opinion.
So
there's
no
opinion.
Is
by
Ma'aser Rishon.
By Ma'aser Rishon. So there's a lot of Torah on it. Why? The question is why Meyamana of not only of Ma'aser Rishon of Hegdish also is nifta on a pruta. So there's a Reb Shimon the Shari Yoshu who has a nice explanation. That's the level of explanation that it needs. He says there are two deen. There's value and there's kedusha. So kedusha is not totally in value. And since it's yours anyway, the value doesn't matter. It says, so you can be paid the pruta. But anyway, the problem is ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani more so, because ma'aser ani you have to give, 9% to the ani 2 out of the 7 years, and it's worse if you don't do it. It's tevel. So the question is how we go about doing it. So I'm going to tell you. I don't know from the mashkichim. I don't know from the svarim that I learned. And Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva on this. I'd like to tell you about it. And then a second thing. The Chazei Nish. It's a pelo of a chalmeid. I was learning these halachis. It's mind-boggling. The godless of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael in that generation, they were Isaac and the Sugyas. Like, we don't have Paiskim to be Machriya. They bring Rishayim this way, that way, the other way. Like by us, we narrow it down to Rishayim that are brought in the Paiskim. And here, they bring Paiskim all over the place, the Hartzvi and the Chazenish. And they varf everything, like they have it on, like Hilchus Brachis. And then they have Achrois. The Chazenish really was the Machriya Gadol, because he was, no one could call him a Kal, and he was Kaveya to a great degree, the way Trumas and Maisis work in a country where you not all the farmers are Haredim, most of them may not be, and they're not all going to listen to the things that you do. It's interesting, I saw they printed a Haggadah from Rav Aaron Leib. You understand, most of it has nothing to do with Haggadah or Pesach. They just stuck in everything they knew about him. So one of the things they stuck in was a story I'd never heard before about how the Chazei Nish came to Eretz Yisrael. They said Chazei Nish lived Betzina. He was Betzina. Rav Henkin writes, he met the Chazei Nish. He once went to visit the Rav in whichever town the Chazei Nish, somebody knows which town, whatever town, he went to visit the Rav, and in the waiting room outside, the Chazei Nish was sitting there. So he schmoozed with him. He said, what do you do, younger man? So he said, I have a store. So he said, Lerenst? So he said, Zayn Chab Zayt Lerenst. That's the Chazanish said, when I have time, I learn. So he gave him Musa, you should learn more often. That's what he told him. He gave him Musa. What? Which city? Kveida. Kveida? Okay, never heard of it. Okay, so Rav Haken said afterwards he went in to talk to the Rav, and he found out the Rav was traveling out of town. He had called in the Chazanish to answer all the shailas while he's away, so he was waiting in the outside room. So he brings a Pelnikas story. He says that the Chafetz Chaim said about the Chazanish shaloshin, like he's also beaten if adin, that he stays b'tzina, that he has to be mefaris of himself. So he brings that the Rav Aaron Leib said over here from Geinemann that shortly after that the Chazanish's sister had a dream, and in the dream the Chazanish was in a wagon and he was ringing a bell as the wagon was traveling, and he told the Chazanish, and the Chazanish said, oh, it's a siman, I have to go to Eretz Yisrael and paskin halachas. The Gemara says in Brachis, they don't bring it, the Gemara says in Brachis that if you see in a chaloim I'd use a different name for a bell, it's a siman that you far some shemai. It says such a thing. The Chazanish way, he says, went to Eretz Yisrael because of that. And the Maisa, he was kivei all the halachas.
Why couldn't he do it in his shtetl? Why?
If you want, ask the Chazanish. He didn't need a wagon to stay in his own shtetl. You understand? But there could be this board to it. I don't know. But tavla, the Gemara says, if you see a tavla b'chaloyim, it's a siman then. And anyway, one sec. Let me finish. So the Chazanish took on himself the very bright plates. And this Chazanish is printed in Hilchos Shviyos, Perikei Halacha Yud Beis. It's in a few places in the Chazanish. He said he was Machriya, and this is not the way you think of the Kanon in Eretz Yisrael. He said, he writes, and this is his Lashon, at least Bekitzer, Kivon She'ein Biyodeinu Lahamid Hadas Al Tila, since we don't have the power in Eretz Yisrael to force the Halacha on everybody properly, Roi Shaloi Litnei. It's appropriate that they should separate my Rishon and don't give it. He says, otherwise they're going to lie. They'll say they separate, they gave it, it won't be true. So he says, it's roi to set it up that the Mashkiach separates my Rishon. It's not also b'achila. My Rishon is muta b'achila. So roi, shaloi lit name, so therefore they should separate my Rishon, make it ois tevel, and not give it, and that's true, what... And that's what it's a Trumas Vices, they attack and give away the 1% they did do. But
so that, what about Maisa Ani?
So that's the area, so about Maisa Rishon. What about Maisa Ani? So I assume that the same Anhaga, what I saw in. Gets sold, you buy it. Maisa Rishon is Nechal Choladim, has no Kedusha.
But it belongs to.
So Shiloh stealing it from Leif, from the Shevet Halevia.
Don't give it to sell it.
So now you need a Chazanish to say, take off the Surim, and as far as the Leviim, all right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
They owe you.
Yeah.
So you have a firm edition?
They owe me, you mean. They owe me. The Frumma separate and give, apparently give to the Leviim the way they're supposed to give.
We know what Shemitah is, right?
What? Shemitah?
Yeah, or else you don't know when Maisa.
Yeah, we, thank God, around 1550 or 1560, this is brought in the Afkas Reichel, which are the letters of the Beis Yosef. It's in the Gilead of the page of Chayshah Mishpat. It's a good Maramachim by Hilchis Shemitah Safim. I'm pretty sure it's brought in the Gilead of the standard Shulchan Aruch. He writes that when the Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael, they had two or three cheshbonos for which year of Shemitah. They had various two ikar cheshbonos and a third possible cheshbon. So machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim all over Shas, if how the cheshbon Ayovlis works, and that is no hachra l'dina, And even though Bisman Hazer is no Yaivul, but there were other machlokes, because the Gemara says that the Churban Abayis was on Mitzoy Shemitah, and the machlokes, if that means half a year and a half after Shemitah.
Can't figure out when Yeshua came in. They were held at fools because the first 7 years.
If you want, I'll bring you the chart. And I in the 1980s, I wrote an article for them, the Jewish Observer, called the Mystery of the Missing Years. I did the Cheshbin from the Churban till today with 2 years off with Shemitah, the way you want to do, with 2 years off. So what's the answer for the 2 years? So one of the 2 years, the answer is Shnas Tayu and Shnas Adam. Machloik is the Rambam, the Rabban had to count the years. That's one Machloik. Another Machloik is which was the year. Anyway, what's the Getos? I'm getting into Shemitah, but Davkas Reichel writes it was a gathering of all Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and they were masking for one Cheshbon for Shemitah. It was one of the Mifsim, the Nisim, and the Bria, that there's one Shemitah. Imagine there were two Shemitahs.
What? They do that for
Shkiyah. They didn't do it. But they were masking to one Shemitah, and therefore that's the halacha kavul adairis, and that's the way it is. Now, Mashiach will come, we'll have a problem with Yaivel, because the Machlekes Rishayim had a Cheshbon Yaivel. But anyway, getting back to Maisa Ani. So for Maisa Ani, I'll tell you what it says in the Micha Shleima. The Micha Shleima is in Chelik Aleph. It used to be much easier with the letters. I think it was Tshuva Samach Dalit Oisei, if I'm not mistaken. So Shleima Zalman there writes that, yes, Samach Dalit Oisei. Shleima Zalman writes an Eitzah. The Eitzah is to, I'll tell you a Shtukum Makar for it, but the way he brings it there, the Eitzah is that they're makni it. They take all the Maisa Ani, they separate it, which is 9% of the crop. They're makni it to the Aniyim, to the Gabai of the Aniyim. And the Gabai of the Aniyim sells it back to them for a few dollars. He sells it back for a few dollars. So that, because once it becomes Aniyim, it's Chulin anyway, it's not Kedusha. So once it becomes Shal Aniyim, the Aniyim could sell it back. So he writes there that the owners of the business write Aksav Shlichus to the Mashgiach. They make him a Shliach. He separates Ani, Maisa Ani, gives it to the Gabai, and the Gabai sells it back for whatever, a few dollars that they give the Aniyim. So he say, look, at least they get a few dollars for the Aniyim. They would get nothing otherwise. And therefore, they have a way to be misakin. What's the Kinyan? He says they do Kinyan Agav, and they mocked the Kinyan Agav Karka to the Aniyim. So I assume the Gabai Aniyim is allowed to do whatever's for their benefit. So if they don't do this, they'll get nothing. Like this, they get a few hundred dollars. So I'm guessing that's what it is. You should do it for Levi'im also. Get one Levi. You mark the table, they'll sell it back. Okay, I don't know why I don't do it for Levi'im. One second. So Shleima Zalman writes on that. Sarachian, what type of shlichus is it? Talking about Freya owners of a farm, they make him a shliach because they know that he's going to give it to the Ani, and the Ani is going to give it back. But he says, let's say he would give it to the Ani, and the Ani would say, forget it, we're not selling it back, we're just taking it with us. So there's a chenam maskim. So he's a fact fake on what type of shlichus. Ksav shlichus is a shlichus, give away 9% of our crop. So Shlomo Zalman is a fact fake on it. But I saw Chai Kanievsky brings the name of his father and the name of Yishver, the stipler, and right the Yibad L'Chaim at the time, that they both ask him to do it the way, even though Shlomo Zalman has his Aris, to do it that way. And well, no, because Mechiras Chametz, if the guy wants it, he has to pay the price. The full price. The Shtar says that we're going to... Were you listening? No, there is a price. You weren't listening about Mechiras Chametz. What do we tell the guy? They're going to get three experts to evaluate it, and you have to pay the full price. Right, no, we can't make this up property. We set it up. We set it up to evaluate it. So that's why Mechiras Chametz works.
So the way my
Sani
worked was set up by the
Zlanish
original?
I don't know. Shani Zama brings it. I don't know who he's quoting it in the name of. I imagine that the Zlanish had his input because I don't think he would. The Ani. That's what Shani Zama. Well, you can keep it for free. Buy chametz, he can keep it and pay you. It's not a big deal. I have a supermarket. I have $100,000 worth of pasta and cereal. So the guy says, I want to keep it. It's a good deal for me. He'll have to pay me the price. I'll sell it at one shot. No big deal. Yeah. It's a real deal. What? My Sarishin may be gezel. It's a bit of an aura that it might be gazelle, and how you're selling people something that belongs to Shevet Alevim.
Isn't that because we don't know it's a lady or a
token? Could be, but Tfisa probably helps. Tfisa probably.
You make sure that's
it works. Gazelle part, I don't know. I don't know how to answer. Like I said, the Chazon Ish writes, his lashon there is Livchar Harabim Miyutai. It says we have to be able to set things up in Eretz Yisrael that people should be able to eat, and he says Livchar Rabbi Miyutai. And as far as Gazel of the Meiser Rishon, I'm not sure what to answer. Now I want to tell you, this is all Rav Shlaima Zalman. I was learning Gittin, and in Masechtas Gittin, you know, they printed the Ha'oris of Rabbi Yashiv on Masechtas Gittin. I worried enough for the fact that I wasn't I wouldn't know how to look there. On Daf Lamed, you can look it up. On Gittin Daf Lamed in the Oris of Rebel Yashiv, is going on a Mishnah and a Gemara in Gittin. It says over there that there's an Eitzah for a farmer. Malva Mois as a Levi, Vesa'ani, he lends the Levi, let's say, $1,000. And he, you know, it's a hassle. You're going to separate my Rishon. You have to ship it to the Levi. So he gets a friend who's a Levi. He's talking to him about a regular from Yid. He wants to give. So he tells the Levi, I'll lend you $1,000. Take it home. And then, when I separate $1,000 worth of my Rishon, it should be pay. I'm going to be mekabelit as payment for the $1,000 you owe me. Very glad. So the farmer doesn't have a whole hassle. He says 10% Shabbats Fainai Madraimai is my Sarisha. And that is given to Pliny Levi, and I'm taking it back Tfisa for the Chayv. He's not separate from his Maisers. But the Maiser, it says there in the Mishnah that Malva Mois says whatever it is, Halevi, Vasani, Umafishalea, and he could separate on it. Taisvis there, Taisi Bramasko Upaisek Imai says that when you do this deal with the Levi, you can even buy it back at a bargain price. There's no chiyuv to pay him the full value. Taisus says you can buy it back harbe pachas mishavyai, a lot less than its value. That's Taisus Lashon. Does once it gets to Levi, you're being nice. You can offset your expenses. And you can do more. You can even just take money.
He's giving you money up front, and he's giving you it for a lower price. He's not taking the tool. He's not here now.
I have a chiddush for you in Hilchos Ribbis. Okay, if I lend you money, you hear this? I have a big chiddush in Hilchos Ribbis. Okay, if I lend him money, I could give him as many gifts as I want. You hear the chiddush? I'm lending you money. I give you as many gifts as I want. The Malva can give the Leiva.
No,
oh, he means the Leiva of selling it back.
He's selling it back for a lower price.
I'm sorry. He's selling it back at a lower price.
Same lower price. I got money up front, and I'm selling it back at a lower price.
Okay, I hear. Okay, basically, I hear. But the, at any rate, the... I misunderstood you, I'm sorry. Yeah. But the...
A lot of people do.
How you say that in female? The Rabbi Yashiv in Gittin on Daf Lamed, he says, and I copied down more or less his exact lashon. He says, "Kehayim noyegin lases eitzah zu v'saimchin al zeh af betevel." That's his lashon there. That kehayim noyegin lases eitzah zu. I guess this was said many years after Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, but then he writes, I don't know what it means, I don't know what the word means in their line. He says, so with Seimach on this, so this seems to be a better Eitzah than what's written in the earlier Truvis, that it makes it always gazo, that you give it to the... You give it to the Levi.
Can you prove your
I understand, but you says with Seimach on the Seitzah, but Neha Sofik.
I'm sure that it's Sofik. Who do you give it to?
He's saying that we save money on it. Anyway, Lemaisa, so to sum up, Kitzer, Maisa Rishin, they separate, Truma, they separate Chita Achas. Maisa Sheini, or Neta Ravai, they're Poidim. On a pruta, my serishin. So we have this eitzah Rabbi Yosha mentions, and we have the chazanish zachra livcha harav miyutai to let them separate and even sell it. Trumas ma'isa 1% is no eitzah for you. You have to get rid of it. And my sa'ani is this either they do Rabbi Yosha's eitzah or my sa'ani or again they're zeichet to the gabbai, and the gabbai sells it back. Well, however they do it, this is how they take care of it. This is the basic bekitzer. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, today it's less common, but in America also, people call me that they buy fruits, vegetables, and they find out it's from Israel. So I have hanging on the bulletin board, I remember I took it down for when I put up the Pesach thing, it's probably still there, card. Many years ago, I printed a card with the nusach, it's still there. And people call me, I tell them, go to the card, there's a card on our bulletin board, has directions, how to separate, and the nusach to say. And that's what I tell people to do. You bought tomatoes, bring a tomato, bring a peppers, bring a bit. There are a lot of, there are quite a bit of fruits and vegetables that are from Eretz Yisrael. So the vegetables can't be Arla. The fruits, I'm not sure how you know it's not Arla. It's Suffolk Arla, it's awesome. I'm not sure. What? So the Prut HaChamur issue with Bizman HaZeh is not an issue because the value is always more than a Prut HaChamur. Prut HaChamur is an issue when the amount that you're being paid is less than a Prut. But today, since one tomato, how much does a tomato cost? I don't know, 50 cents, 60 cents. So how many tomatoes per pound? Depends how big the tomatoes. Okay, so it's 70 cents, so a tenth of it is 7 cents. Usually there's no problem with Pruta Chamura. But at any rate, recently, the largest distributor, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, very bad with names, the largest exporter of fruits and vegetables to America, which is came under the Hesher of Efrati for separating Trumas and Maisers. What they export, at least, I don't know if it's everything, whatever they export to Chutz Laaretz, they have a Hesher of separating Trumas and Maisers. And when people call me with the company number, I Google it. That's how I had Googled it in previous years, and then I called Rabbi Efrati once, and it was a problem. And more recently, they came under the Hesher and they separate. Jaffa oranges, which were always a problem, about a month ago I got an email that they're doing something about Trumas and Maisris for the coming season, that you should be able to buy it in Chutz Laaretz. I believe neither. I'll print it out and hang it up on the bulletin board. Whether it's done or not, I don't know, so what do you do if you end up with Eretz? What does it say on the card? That's what you're asking me. So basically, I'm going to tell you, it's a nusach to say. You have to say a nusach as you separate it. You say, from this fruit, Sadaroimai is meiser, and a tenth of it, Litzat Svainai, is Trumas meiser, and you break it off, you have to get rid of it, and then you say, this tzad is that, it's Niftana Pruta, whatever the Nusach is that you have to say. So Chazinish writes, you don't have to say the whole Nusach, you could say, Kefi Nusach Shalach Chazinish. You can say that, or Kefi Nusach, that's printed in the Siddur. So recently, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when they started with all this Kupa Seir, you know, they give him the things to say. So he says, Kefi HaRoshim Eitzel Kupa Seir. He doesn't say the names. They said, you could say that. So why is it worse than separate Trumas and Maestros? He said, Kefi Nusach HaZaynish. So it's printed, I think, in Der HaSicha. He said, Kefi Nusach Kupa Seir. They print a picture. I think people think he says everybody's name, but not quite that way. But it's good enough as bracha in any which way. But 1 minute. So you separate. What you need is a pruta to be paida. And so people ask me, so why can't I buy Paris Eretz Yisrael and do it? You know, I like to buy. I also like to buy Sardika things. Let me buy Eretz Yisrael to Paris and I'll do it. Not so posh it. Because you have a problem in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that there's a mishmash of farmers who do separate, farmers who don't separate. And the exporters don't, it's not like in the olden days, you have one farm, you take it and you come and you buy it, like, you know, you go in the country, you go to a farmer's market. It's not the way it is. The exporters will get from 100 farms. So you might buy a bag with 15 peppers, maybe 5 peppers was separated and 10 were not. You're going to take one and be paid on everything? Maybe that's, you can't be paid from Mesukin on Tevel. So you end up having to take from each one, which is a hassle and it's a problem. So you have to.
Say, I can say I'm taking this piece from the whole.
No, you have to cut through mismatches from each one. So they have a psak from Chaim Berlin. That was Shemitah. They have a psak without a reason from Chaim Berlin because really it's an isser to take Per Shemitah to Chutz Laretz. There's an isser. To take it to Chutz Laretz. People got to buy an Esrig and bring it to Chutz Laretz. They shouldn't be doing it, Shemitah year. Because if it's a Shemitah Esrig, sometimes it's not. Ilana is Abbas Chanota. So the beginning of the Shemitah year, it's not a problem, but the end of the Shemitah year. But anyway, there's an issa to take Chutz Laretz. They have a psak from Chaim Berlin that things that are grown for export, you're allowed to take to Chutz Laretz. So some asaymech. But I think it's only Gabi Shemitah. I don't know that it's a. We're going to have a sif about Paris that saw that go to Chutzlar, so we're going to have it.
If you take the abbreviated version, just say like it says on this of Chazanish, and you don't remember what's there, you don't know exactly which section. So where do you take look?
So I think the nusach is the piece I cut off is Trumas Meis, something like that. You have to see the nusach.
Are there religious farmers who do all this 20% and everything?
Sure, they are from the farmers
so
who do it.
Why did you ever get that?
Because they give to their friends. I'm not their friend. Some of them, they knew I was not strong. Some they will come and give it to me. But can I ask you, the ratios I gave is still sitting in a bag. What am I going to do with it? Somebody give me a bunch of wheat. What am I going to do with the wheat? Get a truckload of kernels of wheat.
Bring it to Roger Baker.
Wheat? What are you going to do with wheat?
Rather he give you the $1,000 up front. It's
called chitim, not chitos.
Chitim. David, why isn't it chitos? Chitos in the cave. What? So why is chita chitim? That's not true. Normally it does. Never. Rabbi Yaakov has a piece on Bava Basra Yudal, and it's a good Maramukim. In the Ebbis Yaakov on Bava Basra, on Daf Yudal, it lists the sefer of the Chavdal Sifrei Tanakh. It says Tehillim. And you know the Malbim says it's a mistake. It's Tehillos. Tehillos Nekeva. Tehillos, not Tehillim. So Rabbi Yaakov answers. Rabbi Yaakov says a rule in Digduk. He says when Loshem Rabim is Zachar Nekeva. But when it's an extraordinary amount, a gigantic amount, it's always Zachar. Gigantic amounts are always Loshem Zachar. Like Chita, Chitim, Tarnagailis, Tarnagailim. I don't know, it's a gigantic amount. But he says any very large, unlimited amount is Lashon Rabbim. With that he answers why it's called Makas B'chayrois. It's Tainis B'chayrim. Why is it makas b'chayrais? Plural for b'char is b'chayrim. Why is it makas b'chayrais? He says, because in Mitzrayim, it was limited which b'chayrim died. The b'chayr Yisrael didn't die. So there it was limited. So it's a regular Lashon Rabbim, which is b'chayrais. But when you talk about the tainus b'chayrim, it's everybody. I really saw Jews, I don't know. So he says there, so there it goes, it defaults to Lashon Zachar. That's what he says. Are there only a few Chayos HaKodesh? I don't know, I haven't seen them. They're upstairs. But the point is well taken. I don't know. It's a Rabbi Yaakov, you know, whatever it comes. Sectus Bechairis. Okay, good. Bechairis is. Okay. And anyway, getting back to our topic. There's only one more thing. So I think I've explained the way Trumas and Maestros are done. When I say Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, I mean things that grew in Chutz La'aretz and Yisrael. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it came to Chutz La'aretz the same as in Eretz Yisrael. The only issue that remains is Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim. And today, where I go at least, all the stores have Hechsherim. But years ago, we used to go to Eretz Yisrael. Remember our little Sidurim used to have Trumas and Maaseh in the back?
Yes.
Hafrosha, because we used to go to Eretz Yisrael. We used to separate. I remember going there as a teenager. Used to pour out a little. Used to get the fresh carrot drink or, you know, fresh squeeze. Used to say a Nusach and pour out a little bit the Trumas and Maaseh down the drain or something. You know, like. So the question is, what do you do with Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim? You can't be paid the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So
aren't you eating the thing anyway? So whatever you eat is good.
Whatever you're eating is mamana shach. I mean, it's good because you're eating it. Okay.
The
Kara Batuma, you can eat it.
Okay.
I hear. I guess we're talking about the stores, how they separate. People are tamei, we can't eat Maaseh Sheni. That's right. You can't eat Maaseh Sheni. Okay. Shkayach. So again, in the Micha Shloima in Chelak Aleph Samat Aleph Hey, he says he brings a Miches Chinuch who says that just like you're allowed to be paid the Maaseh Sheni in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, why? Because Leisuch HaSeisai, it's a hassle. So he says the same thing in Yerushalayim. When you're Tomei, you can be paid in Yerushalayim. And he says, Leisucha se'esa is Lashon Achila. Leisucha, I thought it was se'esa, you can't carry it. But he says, Leisucha se'esa is Lashon Achila. What? That could be. And that would make sense. And at any rate, so he said, that you could be paid it there.
It says,
and I heard that in the Iratika there are some Iratika Yidden that are machmer on this, they're brought even from outside, but they're brought on Mesukah. Yeah, if they took over, there's no problem. It's only a problem.
So what do people in the
It's a Michas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tav Mem Beis Ois Hei, and Michas Shloima is in the same Tshuva, and Chelak Av, Sim Samach Dalet Ois Hei. And he says to rely on him, even though later the Michas Chinuch himself, in Mitzvah Tav Ayin Gimel, he brings, is a Mefak Fek, we'll talk about it, because you could have Tor Maaseh Sheni Bizman HaZeh. It was never Mukshul Kabal Tumah. If you grow something, it's not much like Kabbalah Tumah. You could have Torah Maaseh Sheni, but I guess that's okay. I heard that, I don't know if this is true, that people in the Iratika that the Iratika Yidden, and they will not separate Maaseh Sheni rather in the old city. be paid. Be paid. They'll be paid. You know, what's Yerushalayim is the old question. You know, it's today the Nayig that even the far flung neighborhoods are considered Yerushalayim. What?
For Purim.
For Purim, the Nayig. It's you know, because Kaczynski tried to raise a gewalt about it. That had a Zunsdorf come to be Yerushalayim. You can't see it. It's so far away. You know, by bus it takes 15-20 minutes. By walking it probably takes over an hour. How does it take from Matisdorf to the... takes about an hour to the Kaisel. So the question is why Reb Zevin in his Mayadim Bahalacha by Purim, he writes, or Tukhansinsky prints it every year in his calendar, that only the old city is Yerushalayim, and he doesn't know that Yidden will not listen, and the Yid Klal Yisrael Paskin, it's all Yerushalayim, no matter how far it goes. So in Gemara says, Osi Yerushalayim to become much bigger. Yeah, soon Bet Shemesh will be. You see.
That's why I went to Bet Shemesh. I figured I'd get a cheaper price for Yerushalayim.
All right. Well, one more nekuda I want to mention. I would like to learn at least a sif. The word tevel falls under the category of there's a Gemara somewhere in Avodah Zarah, I think. Lashon Torah lachud, Lashon Chachamim lachud. It's certainly shainais that we call Lashon Chacham. The word tevel doesn't appear anywhere in Tanakh. For unseparated truma, and it's very not clear where the word comes from. The Aruch under the word tevel says it's a lashon of a tabla shel eitz. How to come to tabla shel eitz? He says ma eitz ein nechal av tevel ein necheles. So that's why it's called tevel. Yeah, this very strange. It's an Aruch, the Rishon. So it's a lashon of tevel or tabla. I did find a second explanation in Darach HaShulchan HaOsid, in his Agdama, in Hilchas Trumas HaMaisris. He says it's a Lashon Tevel, who says by Araya, it's a Lashon Mechuar. Tevel, who is spelled with a Tav, says Tav in Tesa Meschalif. Tevel, it's Mechuar. The T Tevel is Mechuar. And that's where the Lashon Tevel comes from. See, neither Pshat is a very satisfying Pshat. We know it's, Gemara says often, Lashon Chachamim Lachud, Lashon.
I saw once, I don't know who I saw it, but it's a Tavlo.
It's a contraction of Tavlo. Tavlo. It's not good. Okay. That's good?
Yeah, that's what he brings here.
What? Oh, he Googled it again. Okay.
Pirsha
Mishnayis, really?
Yeah,
how can I compete with this? You could Google everything. Here I went, I learned Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. How many people learn Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid? One Google. What? So therefore, tabla, tevaloi. Okay, demai, domai. Where's the aleph from the da? I don't know. Contractions are contractions. All right, let's learn sif aleph. Hatru dine hilchus trumas ubaisus. But anyway, I guess shin lamad aleph didn't see nasam. Alright, the first thing is where. Now where goes on for very long, for about 18 sifim. We're going to learn the few sifim that are negeh to us. Those are the first few sifim. Hachumas v'amaisus einam noyagin min ha-toyra elo be'eretz Yisrael. Be'im b'fnei ha-bayis, be'im sholoi b'fnei ha-bayis. It's nothing to do with whether it's a be'is ha-migdash or not. Chumas v'amaisus are noyagin eretz Yisrael de'iraisa. So that's eretz Yisrael proper. Now, we're going to have now what are called the Arba Arotzois that they were Misakin de Rabbanon. Four lands that they were Misakin de Rabbanon. The Vim is Kinu, Shiunoigin, Af Be'eret Shinar. What Shinar?
Afilu.
Be'eret Shinar. Shinar is Bavel, like it says in Rashi and Parshas Noyach. Meneshi Smuchel Eretz Yisrael. Now, Bavel is not so close to Eretz Yisrael. And other things that they were Geyser, they weren't Geyser Bavel. I think the Rambam says, because it's Mitsuyan Shiares. People travel from Bavel to, I think the Grub brings it, we'll see momentarily, that, so guys, in one land is Bavel. Oh, the Mechaber brings it. V'roi v'Yisrael, halchav v'shavin sham. There's a lot of Shiares, Mitsuyais, travel between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. That's one. That Nevi'im iskinu. Then Chacham Rishayim iskinu. Shinaigas af Eretz Mitzrayim Beretz Amin Amayev. Amin Amayev is one. So you have now three lands. Babel, Mitzrayim, Amin and Mayev. Now we're not talking about the part of Amin Amayev that's Eretz Yisrael. Part of Amin Amayev is Ever Yarden. But it means south of there, which is also Amin Amayim, Nations Vivas Eretz Yisrael, and Surya Hakayne Basada Chayevus Etchubus Umaisus Midivrei Seifrim. Surya, if a Jew plants in Surya, then it's also Chayev Etchubus Umaisus Midrabanan. B'Shar Arotis Etchubus Umaisus Noigim Ben. So it's called Arba Arotis. Bavel, Mitzrayim, Amin Amayim is one, and Surya. These are the four lands. Shara Rotzis, Ain't Shumas and Maisis Naigis, man, that's Allah Hapsu. I do want you, it was all the order of the Takkas.
It's also in Babel, Amin Basada.
It's not a Sada Bukhari. Maybe, I don't know the answer. Lamaisa, I want to mention, look into Gra Gimel, that's what he says. He says it's only Surya. There are numerous Gemaris that seem to say that other lands in Chutz Laaretz are chayiv in Trumas HaMaisris. Specifically, as Gemara Bava Metzia and Raimi has Amiraim separating Trumas HaMaisris. And Rishayim, meaning Rashi and Taisus, a tumul in a number of places of Shas about it to the degree that there are Rishayim that hold that Chutz Laaretz is chayiv in Trumas HaMaisris, which presumably would include the United States of America. There are Rishayim that hold that way. Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin Davov discuss it. Asagas Araivit in the beginning of Hilchos Trumais talk about that it should be Naig and Chutz Laaretz. Avada we don't. But the Gra in Hay has an Arichus. It's hard to, if you don't know Shas Baal Peh, it's very hard to follow. But if you look in the 1, 2, 3, 4th or line or so, near the beginning of a line, Vishita Acheres L'Rabbeinu Tam. Listen to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Dafka B'demai Patul Chutz Laaretz. Only Demai, Sothik, is Patul Chutz Laaretz. Aval Vadai, but Vadai Tevel, Chayovim B'kol Mokayim. It's Chayiv anywhere. Udvar Ben Chilik Ben Kravim L'Rechaikim. Like him, there's no difference to Artsay's Kravim, the Artsay's Rechaikim. The Demai Patul B'kol Mokayim, Elabam B'kayim Shekhav Shu'ay L'Bavel, etc. So you have Rabbeinu Tam Shita that Chutz Laaretz is actually Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisris. Now, Avada, we don't paskin that way. It's not brought in any of the paskim. The Gra at the end brings a Yerushalmi that says, even if it was Chayiv, that his Lashon is that Raif Chachamim later came and were matir the Isser that they had been Mekabel when it was Mitzuyais for people to come. So, it's not Lamaisa, but when you learn Shas and you bump into something, you should be aware that at least there's such a Shita. Never heard of anybody that's Machmir to separate Trumas HaMaisris and Chutz Laaretz. I don't know, there aren't too many Jewish farmers in Chutz Laaretz anyway, but in the Tosfos Maisa Rav of the Gra, not the original Maisa Rav, the second Maisa Rav, it was also written by Talmidei HaGra. They write that the Gra, as you know, the Gra tried to be Mekayim every mitzvah. Mechayim Knievsky, Bad Lachayim, did the same thing. He tried to do, he did Petach Hamor, he did Reishis Hagez. He wrote a Sefer Torah from beginning to end over many years. What? The Gra wanted Mekayim all the mitzvahs. And what it says in Maaser Rav is he bought a piece of land in the Chutz Laaretz, and he was Mekayim Lekha Shechol Peya, and he was Mekayim Trumas HaMaisris. That's what it says. What? I can't hear you. Oh, I spoke about that many times. I asked once on a Shavuos night, how did the Gra do Shikha? You can't go do Shikha. So Heshi Kallis was there. He asked me, if your workers forget it, does it also count? I said, yes, as Mefarish, if you're Pilum do Shikha, it's also Shikha. He says, easy, just hire Mexicans. And you're about to have shikha, there's no question. That's what he said. I don't know, maybe it's a terrace. But, I'm telling you what it says in Ma'aser Rav. And Rechai Knievsky in Derech Amunah, which is an incredible sefer. If he had done nothing else in his life, just written Derech Amunah, it's the most incredible sefer. It's Moli V'Gadish. Today, somebody else would have written a 16-volume encyclopedia. You know, like, every Bir Aloch is packed. He has a long Arichas, and all the Rishayim will hold this Naigin Choslaretz. And then he goes to Grohei, which is itself an Avoida. And he says, it looks like him, the Maskonis HaGroz, it's not Naigin Choslaretz. There's Tzarechiyim, but Ma'aser Rav, Oiskuvav, it says that the Groh bought land and he separated Shumas and Ma'aseris. So it could be it was Machmir for himself. He was Machmir to do it. So I don't know. But the idea is that there is at least such a Shita that holds that it's Chayiv. A Pella, the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the side, where it says Surya. First is Azo Keretz Yisrael, the Chumas U'Maisus or Advaz. V'yeshayim in da'azo Chutz Loretz. Some hold, the UN holds that way. Azo Chutz Loretz Kibura, Aflin Yemaisris. Now look what he says. Medina Sin, Hanikres Hayoim Shas Trabulus. V'yeshayim in da'azo Yisrael. I doubt it means China. For Advaz Kolagolov. Next one. Yoishvei E. Cyprus. You hear this? Yeshua East. I just said Cyprus. Yeshem Shibachal Eretz Yisrael. Some say Cyprus is like Eretz Yisrael for Shumas and Isis.
But the gears
never such a thing.
Yeah, Rebbe, you said a whole tape on the Cyprus.
Yeah. There's a Machlaikis Tanoim in Gittin. What part of the Mediterranean Sea is Eretz Yisrael? So Yehuda's sheet, I think, is you make a straight line from Akko down to Ashkelon, Mitzrayim, and that part of the Mediterranean is Eretz Yisrael. And then the Chachamim say, no, it's the whole Mediterranean straight as far as it goes, parallel. What? It's not even within that line. That'll be a bigger problem, I don't know then. But it's further north than Akko. In Tel Aviv, okay. Then I don't know. I don't know. So how could Cyprus be part of Eretz Yisrael then? Yeah, that's the problem. Morocco would be part of it, and southern Spain and Portugal would be part of it. Now what? The direction. Sorry, Rechai Knievsky writes something to that effect. That like that sheet, the whole parts of Europe will be part of Eretz Yisrael, which is certainly incorrect. So, Sidon, he mentions his part. But we go by Elay Bavel, not by Elay. That's right. Okay. At any rate, that's Sif Aleph. Let's see Sif Beis. Bisman Hazeh, Philip of Bavel, Shizichu by Elay Bavel, even where they came up in the Bayis Sheni, by Philip Yemei Ezra, Ein Chi of Trumas Umaisus Min Atayra. Element of Rayem, why? They should never kiss Savayu, Mashma Bias Kulchem, Vala Bias Mikzasan. Kamashai Sabi Meyazra. It's an important halacha that you need, 1 second, you need Bias Kulchem and not Bias Mikzasan, which means that if you hold this drasha now, then that means that Truma Maisa was not Noyig Minatayu in Eretz Yisrael since the time of the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim. That Roy Yisrael were not allowed Masam. Now the problem is, this drasha says nowhere in Shas. It says it by Chala. It says by Chala, Bias, you need Bias Kulchem and not Bias Mitzoschem. It says the same thing by Yovel. But there's no such drasha. The Rambam is the source of this drasha, which is, for me, it's good enough. But the other Rishayim scream at him, where he goes, he makes his own drashas. He sort of makish truchala to trumas umaisris, and says you need bias kulchem. But lamaisa, it's brought in halacha. Now bias kulchem is raiv.
Soon there will be raiv.
So this is a difficult shaila. What happens if raiv known Jews in the world are in Eretz Yisrael? Assuming today there are, what do they say, 14 or 15 million ken yirbu. Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and rive of them, and let's say rive of them, well, let me finish, will be in Eretz Yisrael. So there are a number of questions. First of all, there are many, many Jews that are lost. it says Eliyahu doesn't come to be marchik the kroivim, but he comes to be makarv the rechaikin. Those who are mixed in with yidden and it's and really they're mamzeris and they're in their lineage, it seems to say in the Gemara that Eliyahu won't be megala, but they'll be megala the Jews who don't know they're Jews. That it seems to say, and therefore that's one of the issues which is very complicated as far as how we measure today Rav Jews. They say in America there are fewer Jews than there were. There aren't fewer Jews. There are fewer people who identify as Jews, but because they're assimilated. But they're, the Jews are Jews. The second issue, which is late, the second issue, they say, his name is Goldberg, he's a guy, and if his name is... So the there's a second issue, which I'll get back to next week. I want to mention it. There's a Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara is talking about Shemitah. Yovel. Gemara talks about Yovel means Bias Kulchem. Machlekes Yishayinim, if Shemitah Darasid Rabbanan, is a Machlekes of Shemitah and Yovel Atoli Zebezeh. However, the Gemara says Beferish in Erechim, that Rav Yisrael Al Admosam for Yovel means Al Admosam, that they recognize their land that's Chelkas Abiseyem from the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, the original Chalukah. Nobody today knows the original Chalukah. So Memela, Yovel, and Shemitah will not come back until Mashiach comes. Now, if you learn Nach, you know that even when Mashiach comes, we're not going to get the same Chalukim. Yecheskel says there will be a new Chalukah, and Oslaviyim, I don't know about the Kohen, Oslaviyim are going to get a Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be parallel lines. It's going to be very nice and neat. Chalukas Haaretz, it's a Yecheskel, the whole Chalukas Haaretz, and there'll be a new Chalukah. But Shemitah and Yovel will come back, Yideid, Rav Yisrael, Alad Mosan. Does that apply to Trumas and Maestris? So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week, I hope to answer you. Yaakov, I'm sorry, it's late.